Thou wert not fooled by the creature's ruse. With righteous intent, thou drew thine sword and battled the temptress with fire in thine eyes. Though she had erstwhile the upper hand, she was no match for thine fortitude and strength. In one fluid movement, thou sent thine sword through her wretched heart. The beastly woman let forth a harrowing scream as her heart fluttered in her ruined chest. Blood spurt forth from her quivering lips as she began to sputter and gasp for breath. Her eyes went wide and her lips parted slightly as her fleeting heart went still. Thou withdrew thine blade, and she let out one last gurgling sigh as her body heaved and fell to the ground with a great, thunderous crash. Her blood pooled beneath her as her body twitched gently in its death spasms, and the second bell tolled. With thine task complete, thou hurried back to the world above, and found a path had revealed itself to thee. With a newfound purpose, thou tookest thine first steps towards thy next port of call, the lost city of Anor Londo. The most direct route tooketh thee through Sen's fortress, a gauntlet most treacherous indeed. 'Twas an ordeal hitherto unsought, but thou foundeth an unlikely ally in an oddly dressed knight with a most peculiar onion shape.
Oho! Forgive me, I was absorbed in thought. Well, you see, I've become most encumbered by these troublesome boulders being heaved about. I dare say I've run flat up against a wall. Or a ball, to be precise. Where are my manners? I am Zygmire of Katarina. A pleasure to make your acquaintance, dear boy. Ah, yes, I assure you, rolling has proven itself a fool's errand against these Cretanous spheres. I should warn against taking a similar approach. I don't suppose you have any bright ideas you'd feel privileged to share.
The two of thee made thine way through, but soon became separated in the midst of battle. Nevertheless, thou madest thine way to the pinnacle, and unseated the hefty iron golem from its post. And in thine glory, the gatekeepers of mighty Anor Londo tooketh thee into their winged embrace and lifted thee to the city proper. A winding staircase appeared before thee, and the silhouette of Gwyn's shining keep shone forth. As thou reached the city streets, thou foundeth a tiny alcove with light shimmering from within. Thou stepped inside, and to thine surprise, lying in patient wait was a knight swathed in brass, and very much expecting thee.
Well, you are a rare visitor. Welcome to the lost city of Anor Londo, chosen undead. If you seek Lord Gwyn's old keep, exit here and head straight yonder. If you are the chosen one, a revelation shall visit thee. Unless, of course, you require rest. If that is the case, might I suggest tarrying a little longer? Even an undead requires repose, after all.
If thou art tired from thy journey thus far, I suggest thee find rest in chapter 4. If thou seekest me above all else, I suggest thee tarry not, and headeth to chapter 5 without delay.